Hello, kids and kidzoids. Another underwhelming edition of stories and stuff here from Minneapolis, where I live. This is Joy Bubbles, your storyteller, helping to keep the world safe for nonsense. Oh, I got a surprise dinner I'll have to tell you about. I had no idea that I was going to have dinner that day. Actually, did you know there's a surprise in Arizona? You know, somebody says, "Where are you from?" And you say, "Surprise." No, I mean, I don't want a surprise. I want to know where you're from. And, you know, you keep going like that. And, you know, Surprise, Arizona. And, have you ever been to Surprise? Well, one day when I was in the school in Jersey City, where, the one where I was abused and, you know. Anyway, one day, I got to wear the dunce cap. There's been, different kids would wear it all day from morning till the end of school for the day. Great big dunce cap. But not only did they give us a cap, but they even provided us with cardboard kind of stuff all around us. We'd sit at the special place for the dunces, you know. I think, like, I don't remember, one day I think I made a mistake about purgatory, and there was different times I was dunces, you know, for something that I did wrong to prove I was a dummy. And so I was wearing this big dunce cap, you know, and everything. I think it might have been made of cardboard, too. They had a lot of printing on it, even though we were blind and couldn't see it. You just always need printing and notations and stuff on, especially on the cardboard. Somebody said they were like posters or something, and there was signs and everything. And when we were the dunce all day, they also told kids to pass, when they passed by us, to say, "You're the dummiest dummy, and you're the dunciest dunce, and you're stupid, stupid, stupid." And, well, they could just say it any way they wanted, just whatever way was right, you know, but as long as they said that. And there was one kid that didn't. Gosh, did he ever get whipped? He had several scabs, he was showing me later, because when they hit you, they wanted to make sure you remembered that you were actually hit, you know. And so, yeah, he didn't want to say about his friend that his friend was dummy and everything. But usually people did what the right thing to do, the right thing that the sisters told us to do. You know, yes, sister, if they wanted us to say yes, and no, sister, if they wanted us to say no, you know. So certainly they were going all around me mentioning that I was the dummiest dunce, the dummiest dummy and the dunciest dunce. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Well, one of the things that we got to do as a dunce, one of the privileges of being a dunce, was to skip our main meal of the day, the afternoon meal of dinner, breakfast, dinner, and supper. And so we got to skip dinner. And it's funny how when you're not going to have something, you start thinking about that. And that day of me being the dunce, I was thinking and thinking about the roast beef or whatever we were going to have for our pork, whatever we were going to have for dinner. I was thinking about all those foods, and that seemed to be way on my mind. You know, you just, seems like when you're not going to be able to have something, you start thinking about it more and more. And I was started feeling, the more I thought about it, the more I was feeling extra hungry and everything, how good that dinner I was going to have, wasn't going to have, would be. And towards the late morning, and anyway, I was sitting over in the dunce room, and the teacher left the room for a little while, and I started just kind of singing to myself, because I really did believe and felt so much like a dunce all the time anyway, once, you know, when you're called that regularly. And so I was singing, "I'm the dummy, it's dummy, and the dunce, it's dunce. I'm stupid, 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 stupid. I'm the dummy, it's dummy, and the dunce, it's dunce. The dunce, it's dunce, it's dunce. Stupid, stupid, I'm stupid, 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 stupid. I'm a dunce, I'm a dunce, I'm a dummy, dummy, dunce." And I'm kind of singing that kind of to myself, and I didn't realize the teacher had come back, and I was caught. And I thought, uh-oh, this is going to be bad. Surprise. She said, "Well, at least you understand that. That is some progress. Do you know you're a dunce?" And I said, "Yes, sister, I do. I know that I'm a dunce." "Well, good. Do you know that you're stupid?" "Yes, sister." And so she said, "I'll tell you what. Today, you're going to get to go eat dinner. You know you'll have to come back. When you come back, you'll have to put the dunce cap on again." "Oh, thank you, sister. Yes, sister. And I was so happy I was going to get to go to dinner, and it was extra, extra good because it was a surprise dinner, and I thought I was going to have to do without it, you know. But I got to eat it, and every bite was just golden and golden and golden because it was something I thought I wasn't going to have. And I was so happy the rest of the day, even though I did have to wear the dunce cap and be sitting around with the cardboard around me, you know, and the kids obediently telling me I was dumb, stupid, and a dunce. So, you know, it's funny how you, I was kind of thinking about that song one day. I had taken my Mensa test. It's like an organization. You have to be a genius IQ to get in, and I had 172, which was a good number of points above. I think the score that you needed to get was 130 on this particular IQ test, and I got 172 on it, so I could, you know, get in and everything. And because 130 would get you in. But anyway, I was thinking about the dunces, dunce, and everything, and remembering how I really believed that at the time to my core, you know. But you can change what you believe. I thought that was kind of remarkable because you can really know one thing and think it's for sure. And then later you feel a different way, you know, and as I could pass that test okay and got in. But I still, for old time's sake, come to myself, I'm the dummiest dummy and the dunciest dunce. Stupid, stupid, stupid. But then it was like looking at it from a distance and bringing back a memory. Look where I am now. And I even, you know, when I won the spelling bee last August, just for old time's sake, I sung a couple choruses. I'm the dunciest dunce, and thought of how that dunce cap felt. And I think it feels better when I was being called a champion and all that. But it is interesting how you remember some things from school and think about the things that school teaches you, and some of those things you to have to unlearn and forget, or at least remember them that they're not true. Do you ever have things like that from school? I'll tell you what I got for Christmas one day. One Christmas, when I was little, a thin package. And flat, like a book. And I felt it carefully. And right through the wrapper, I read the Braille. The Earth, a Great Storehouse by Bertha Morris Parker. And mother was very, oh, you ruined the surprise, because I had read the book, the cover, right through the wrapper, and it was even loose. I could read a few words on the page. Next year, I didn't get a book. I got a refrigerator-sized box. It was like longer than, probably long as me and my sister together standing on each other's heads, or at least, yeah, her standing on my head, maybe. As long as, that box was as long as both of us were tall. And I couldn't imagine what would be in there. Well, we got the box open, and in the box was a box, and in that box was a box, and in that box was a box, and in that box, I think there was, we played with those boxes all year, actually. We had more fun with those boxes. But you know what was in the inner box? A Braille book, Water Appears and Disappears, by Bertha Morris Parker. I guess we liked her back then. And I'm sure I still would now, too, if I read those. But anyway, Daddy and Mother were looking at me reading that book and said, yeah, you didn't read this one through the wrapper, did you? Because it was in about five boxes, within boxes, and even my fingers weren't that sensitive. So at least I got a surprise then. Oh, next week there'll be another story. Stay strong and take care of each other. Find some time to play and believe the best about yourself, because, you know, you were made special when you were first born, and you still are, and you'll always will be. Bye for now.
Begin speaking at the tone.